A former member of the Church of Scientology has accused the organisation of attempting to cover up a case of child sexual abuse. The ex-member, who says she was abused as a child, has told the ABC's Late Line program that she was coached to lie to police and community services about what had happened. The claim comes after allegations that the Church of Scientology routinely separated some children from their parents. The church has denied the allegations. Timothy McDonald reports.
Carmen Reiner says she was sexually abused by her stepfather, Robert Kerr, over several years when she was a child. Her mother, Phoebe, didn't want to seek outside help and instead took Carmen to see their chaplain within the church.
They told me that it was my fault because I'd been bad in a past life. I'd probably done something bad in a past life, so I pulled it in.
Carmen Reiner says she was told to hide her story by a senior church member. Jan Eastgate was, at the time, the head of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights in Australia, an organisation founded by the church that campaigns against psychiatry. She now heads up the commission globally and is based in Los Angeles. Carmen Reiner alleges Jan Eastgate told her to keep her mouth shut about the abuse.
Just say no. That she just kept repeating that. Just remember that you can't tell them, don't say yes, because otherwise you will be taken away from your parents and you'll never see your family again.
Her mother Phoebe says she was given similar instructions.
She basically told me what to say and Carmen what to say, and she also told Carmen to lie to the police, and I lied to the police as well because of that.
Former Scientologist Carmel Underwood says she witnessed Jan Eastgate in the act.
I knew that Carmen was being coached on what to say to the Department of Community Services and to the police, so I challenged them on that, and we had a bit of an argument, and I was told it was none of my business and to get out of there, and I didn't want to get out of there because I wanted to stop what was going on, but I was escorted out of there.
Carmen Reiner has now made a statement to police outlining the cover-up allegations against Jan Eastgate. In an email to Late Line, Jan Eastgate described the allegations as egregiously false. She also denies she pressured the family to get involved in the case. In an email to Late Line, she says,
"The family asked for my help to attend their meeting with Youth and Community Services, specifically because they did not want anyone involved to be forced to undergo psychiatric treatment. It had nothing to do with the merit of potential criminal charges."
Jan Eastgate and the church say Robert Kerr turned himself into police in 1999 at their insistence, although Phoebe Reiner says that only occurred after she threatened legal action. In his police statement, Robert Kerr seems to suggest that police may not have been told the whole story.
"The police officer said to me, 'I was very lucky,' or something along those lines, and he left. I was never told what was said to the police, but I presume that Phoebe and Carmen somehow minimised the number of events or some such thing."
Amy Scobie is a former Scientologist from the US who has written extensively about her own experiences within the church, and she says Carmen Reiner's story rings true. She says she was raped and claims the church covered up her case as well. She's backed calls by independent Senator Nick Xenophon for a judicial inquiry into the church.
"It will set a precedent on the fact that the Senate there is standing up and saying it is not okay to allow an organization under the banner of religion or a quote-unquote church to commit crimes and to violate human rights."
In a statement, the Church of Scientology labelled Carmen Reiner's claims as untrue and defamatory.
Timothy McDonald.